I don't know if many people realize this, but the University of Wisconsin marching band was established before the football team. Wolf, I didn't know that. Well, I did. I didn't know it. I learned it not long ago, as a matter of fact. And the guy that knows all about the UW band and is the most important part of it, Mike LaCroix, with me today in the studio. He became a conductor a long time back. And today, the UW School of Music includes three university bands, a concert band, a wind ensemble, and the varsity band and marching band. And he's the guy that helps make it all happen.
I kind of oversee it. Most people like as little overseeing as possible.
Well, Mike, it's great to have you back.
It's always fun to see you. It really is.
Well, I tell you what, we'll talk about the band with Mike. And, of course, you may have been a band member. I hope you'll join in with your own questions or comments. Oh, we dropped a microphone. Oh, there we go. We had a little microphone issue here. But now that's resolved. And if you have a question or comment for Mike talking about the band itself or about the varsity band concert, I'd love to hear your own experiences with the concert, too. Join in. Number to call, 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@WPR.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. I'd love to hear from you. And, Mike, we go through this every time you're here, but it's always interesting and fun to talk about how you got started with the band itself.
It was a very simple process. I was the marching band director at Butler University back in the early and late 60s, and there was a job opening at the University of Wisconsin. I applied and got it.
There you go.
Just that simple, yeah.
You went from a bulldog to a badger.
That's right, and I followed a legend, a guy named Ray Dvorak, who had been here 34 years, and I treasure the moments I had with him because he taught me a lot, and he was just one of the great pioneers in the whole band business.
He was an amazing guy.
He was.
Yeah, absolutely. Huh? That's a long, long time. I mean, we're so fortunate to have had Ray, and now you, he was there for 34 years, you said? And
34 years. I thought that was a long time, but now
you've beaten that.
I'm a little bit past that.
Oh, how do you stay motivated after all these years?
Well, I think the one thing is all these years, it's 47 years, and everyone has been different. There's never been a time I can say, oh, we did the same thing this year we did last year, or the same thing we did back in 84. It's never been the same, and new challenges always. But, you're around young people, and you know that they're the ones who really keep you going.
Yeah.
I mean, it just rubs off on you, and I thank them for it.
Well, you have a reputation. You're a guy that demands a lot. You're well liked, but your band members work really hard. But if you talk to them, and they always talk about what a fun experience it was to be with the band. How do you manage to?
Well, I think the trick is that they have to understand that the real pleasure in performance is doing it well, and you have to pay that price in order to do it well. And if they don't, I get a kind of kid who I think understands that before I ever get them, that they understand they've had some success with music. They understand the joy it brings them, and they understand that it just didn't happen, that somewhere along the way they had to work at it. And I just reinforce that sometimes pretty adamantly.
All right. Well, Dave in Grand Chute has something for us, so let's go there. Dave, hi. Thanks for calling.
Hi, and this fits perfectly in. I was a band director at one of the UW colleges, and I went to one of your arranging workshops in Madison, and I guess after class over a beer, one of your former students, who's a band director, was telling me a story about you, the marching band, and it had rained very heavily, and all of the yard lines were kind of underwater, and these guys in the band were kind of sidestepping to avoid it. And he said, you took a flying leap and slid about 20 yards on your stomach and then got up, and I can't repeat what you said on the air.
Well, I remember the incident, but I don't remember what I said either. And if I did, I probably wouldn't.
Well, it sounds, I don't know. Good for you.
Well, I think kids understand. You're right. The kids will do a lot of things, but they were reluctant to get dirty, and I knew they were going to get dirty sooner or later, and I was too. So let's get it over with and get on with the rehearsal. Okay.
Great story, Dave.
Sure. Bye.
Bye. Thanks. Thanks so much for calling. I appreciate the call. Well, I do want to get into the concert, because that's kind of one of my fun events every year, is to attend the varsity band concert, and that's got a wonderful history too.
Well, yeah, that started back in 1975, mm-hmm. and it started very simply. It was, and I say this, some people think I'm joking, but the band wanted to have a party. And I said, well, I just don't want to have a party without a reason to have a party, so let's have a concert, and after the concert, we'll have the party. And we'll charge a buck to see if anybody comes. And about 500 people came that first one. Next year, we sold out to Mills Hall in the Humanities Building, and then we moved to the Field House, and it's sort of been an amazing growth after that. We go to three nights, and the production values have just been up every year.
Unbelievable. Yeah, I remember with quite fondness the old field house where there were a lot of fun, but the venue now is quite a bit better.
Well, the venue was planned to do things like this. I mean, you know they've brought some really top-notch performers into the Kohl Center, and it's set up so we can do some of the things. I mean, I think of the fly-by-night things we used to do in the field house. I wondered why we're all still around talking about it, because it was dangerous.
How did you ever survive a few of those times when you came flying in on a whatever, trapeze or whatever?
We had no safety. I mean, we didn't know about safety. We just did them, and it was fun. Looking back on it, I think the audience gets a much more professional look now, but we're not living in as much danger as we used to.
Mike LaCroix, our guest today, talking with him about the UW Marching Band and also the Varsity Band concert that's coming up in a week.
That's right. Starts a week from tomorrow, Thursday.
So we're visiting with him about that. I hope you'll join in at 800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. We'd certainly love to hear from you. Talk a little bit about what's on the on board for the concert this year.
Well, we've got, I often say it, but I think this year's more true perhaps than ever. We say that if you don't like what we're playing, wait a minute, because you're going to find something you like. And we're doing, for example, we're doing a tribute to the Eagles, country rock, which sort of started that. And then we're a few minutes later, we're going to do a tribute to Frank Sinatra, because it was his 100th birthday back in December. And I think the whole world sort of celebrated during that time. We always try to do a musical feature, and this year we're doing Les Miserables. It's the 30th anniversary of it appearing on Broadway, and I don't know that anybody doesn't like at least one of the songs
that's just
some brilliant writing, and I think everyone likes it. And we're bringing in some local singers, Abby and Jace Nichols from Madison, who've appeared in a number of productions around town, and they're doing a couple of the songs from it. We're excited about what we're doing. Of course, it's fun every year, and I think the students enjoy the fact that they're getting a chance to play a lot of different kinds of music during the course of the evening.
I think you're right, and I love it when the students get a chance to solo and do a little bit of that too.
And we have some of that. We have some specialty numbers the students get to get up and work on. We've got a couple of drummers. We always have one of our drummers feature solo. This year we've got a drum duel between two of our drum set players, and they're having a lot of fun doing that. So we try to make it the different, but keep some of the things that people like the same.
Oh, well, you know, I think you may remember that my daughter's a drummer, and her she's 12 now, and her goal is to someday be at the University of Wisconsin and play in that marching band with you.
Well, I hope she can.
So she's going to be excited about that particular part of the concert, the drum duel. Bill in Eau Claire has something for us. Hi, Bill. Thanks for calling.
Hi, gentlemen. Thank you. What a great subject. Hail to all the band teachers. Mine from Oswego, Illinois, Margene Pappas. A great story. Margene was our first band teacher, and I was the smallest kid on the drum line in junior high school, and she stuck me with the bass drum.
That always happens.
And of course, I know. And I swear to God, for years I thought it was a punishment, and you know, 10, 15 years after high school, I went back to visit. We went out to dinner. We're having a few drinks and whatnot. And I asked her, I said, Margene, you must have hated me back then. She said, why? And she said, and I said, well, guy, you stuck me with the bass drum. She said, Bill, you were the only one that could keep time. I swear to God, a grown man, I started crying at the table. It's like, that's the ultimate compliment for a drummer. So I love my band teacher. She retired from Oswego, and even her marching band was asked to go to the Rose Bowl and all that. So hats off to the music teachers and band directors of the world, because boy, it saved my life.
Bill, that's wonderful.
She was right. You got to have a good pulse to play bass drum. I don't put weak players on that instrument.
Not at all. And thanks so much, Bill, for that. And it, you know, brings to mind, I'm sure that many of your former band members have gone on to be teachers.
Right, they're scattered all over the state and locally. I mean, I've been there 47 years, so it's been a lot of chance for people to go out and teach locally and in the schools.
Yeah, absolutely. Vilas in Richland Center, your turn. Hi, thank you for calling.
Yeah, I just want to make a comment that I played in the marching band in 1956.
Whoa, that's a while back.
And I still have my marching jacket that I bought at the bookstore.
Right, I see some of those around when I have alumni band, and I missed you. You're one of the few that can say they were before my time.
When you guys were at Richland Center, I tried to talk to you, and it was a reversible jacket, so when it rained, it had red Wisconsin marching bands on one side, and it was just reversible for a raincoat on the other side. We had a man there just as I left named Polk. I think he was... might have been the marching band director at the time. I'm not sure.
I'm trying to think who you might.
Raise the work complaining. If I had two good arms, boy, I could teach you guys something.
Yeah, that sounds like Ray.
Yeah. But anyway, I had to make that comment. I won't tell you about the bus ride to Northwestern.
Some things left a glorious memory.
I was 17 years old. And I made second chair concert band right next to Bobby Lewis, who was first chair.
Oh, Bobby Lewis, a great player.
Oh!
Yeah, he went on to join Jack Teagarden. You
know? Right.
Oh, that's it.
Over his band. Anyway, I'll get off the phone, but I still have great...
Can you still wear that coat, by the way? Can you still wear that jacket, by the way?
I have the jacket. I have it in plastic. I don't want to wear it because the sleeves are getting a little frayed at the end, but the jacket's in good shape yet.
And will it fit you?
No.
That's what I wondered, because I've got a jacket from my high school days, too, when I was in FFA, and I've kept that jacket, but... I wonder how I ever got into it. Thanks a lot, Vilas, for calling. Mike LaCrone, our guest, he's going to be with us right up till 12:30 today. I hope you'll join in with your questions and comments and experiences at 800-642-1234. If you've ever seen the University of Wisconsin band perform, whether it be in a concert or at a game, you won't forget it. For sure. Larry Mueller here. Pleased to have you along today listening in, and pleased to have Mike LaCrone with us, longtime director of the University of Wisconsin Band, talking about the upcoming Varsity Band concert. It's actually a week from tomorrow in Madison. He's been with the UW Marching Band as its director for 47 years, always has a lot of great stories to share. And, Mike, thanks again for being with us.
Oh, it's always fun. It really is.
I enjoy having you here. You have a question for Mike or maybe an experience to share? I'd love to hear from you at 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. And let's take some calls. Laura in Oshkosh, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to share my very bittersweet experience with the marching band, which lasted one day.
Well, you couldn't have been that bad.
Well, it was a freshman, 1990, and I was leaving a small town, Wisconsin high school, where I was a big fish trumpet player in a small pond. And I knew that I wanted to play trumpet in college, but I wanted to go to UW, but I was not familiar with the band at that point. So I went to the practice, and I think my eyes had to be as wide as saucers. I had no idea about the athleticism, and I was overwhelmed. And I was still going to go back, but my foot really hurt that night. Long story short, it turns out I got a stress fracture in my foot. From the marching, I was not prepared, and it was just amazing. And you know, I always kind of regretted not going back after I healed. So that's the bittersweet part about it. But I love the marching band. I love the varsity band. I've gone to concerts, and I'll be taking my kids and husband in the near future. So it's always something that I enjoy, and it brings a smile to my face.
Oh,
well, I'm sorry you didn't follow through, too, because it sounds like the kind of person I'd like to have in the band. You have that good attitude.
So it's a good start. And I got a bee sting that day, too. So it was just one of those.
Oh, man.
But getting to talk with you, Mr. LaCrone, is wonderful. So thank you for all you do.
Oh, I appreciate that so much, Laura. Thank you.
Thanks, Laura, for calling. Appreciate it. Joe in Madison is with us next. Hi, Joe.
Hi there. I don't know if you can hear me real well, but I just want to thank Mike for everything he taught me. That was both when he and I were younger.
I know the voice too, Joe.
But I want to thank you. And besides being a phenomenal musician, Mike has more compassion than any person I ever encountered at the university. Thank you.
That's nice of you, Joe. Good to hear from you too.
And you were a TA with Mike?
That's right. Yeah. And I can't begin to tell you some of the things that he did for me. I will forever be indebted, and I tell everyone that I ever meet about that.
We had a good time in Switzerland too, didn't we?
That's right. We had a great time. I only got a couple records, though.
Oh, you were in Switzerland together.
We were in a band. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Very cool.
It was fun.
Oh, thank you, Joe. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks, Joe.
For calling. Appreciate your call. Jeff in Green Bay, thanks for calling. Hi.
Hi. Yeah, I'd like to know what a typical student goes through to get into the band, and then where the drum kit comes from, and I can take my answer off the air.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling. So how do you get on the band, and then wondering about the cadence that you develop?
Well, we invite everybody who comes to the university, who's been admitted to the university, who has high school band as part of their experience in high school, and we send them a letter, and we do a lot by email now, too. We do an awful lot by the computer, and we send them a letter in the late summer, telling him when the event starts, when all the things. Now, for percussion, he mentioned percussion. We have a series of percussion camps during the summertime. We have four of them, and we invite high school seniors to come in and learn the cadences, learn the marching style, because drummers got a little tougher job to do from the very beginning. They got to carry that weight, as the early bass drummer was talking about. And so we ask them in for a little, they have come in for a special workshop. And then once it usually is about 10 days before classes begin. We start our literally 3-a-days. We go morning, afternoon, and evening for about a week to get everybody up to speed. Part of it's spent on music. Part of it's spent on learning the marching style. And there's some fun things, too. We have some receptions, some parties. So it all starts. And if a student is really interested, sometimes they'll write just the band department at the University of Wisconsin. We'll put them on our list. But if they've had that high school band experience, they're going to and are admitted. They're going to wind up on one of our lists. As far as the cadences are concerned, those have evolved over the years. There was a guy in my first band back named Dave Heilman, who used to be the band director out of Verona, and he started a lot of the cadences we still use. But drummers tend to add their own bits of so we have, instead of a couple pages of cadences, now we have like 8 or 10 pages of cadences, which we add to every year and refine and doctor up and make them a little more modern.
Oh, and typically you're going to have a kid will come in as a freshman, and most of the time they're going to stay for 4 years through the...
We have really good retention rate. As I talk to other band directors around the country, I think our retention rate is higher than some. And I think part of it is because we have activities the whole year. There are a lot of marching bands who they stay together during the fall season and then they sort of scatter. With us, we keep rehearsing that band, partly for this concert that's coming up in a week. And then part of it, we do football. Football. Besides that, we do basketball, hockey, sometimes women's hockey, women's basketball, women's volleyball. So it's a pretty full slate, and it's fun.
Yeah, and kids don't have to be a part of every single one of them, but they're maybe a part of one or two of them.
Yeah, they get to pick and choose a lot because we keep this large body of marching band people together, and it works. At least it has so far.
Oh, that's wonderful, Jim and Nasita. Your turn. Thank you for calling, Jim.
Thank you. Yeah, when I went to the Madison and watched you guys perform during the timeouts at the basketball games, I explained to someone that I took with me that we'd get to see how many graduate assistants you had. Wrong.
Yeah, right.
You do it all.
I don't do it all, but I do an awful lot of it because I enjoy it too. And I think with my presence there, the kids also they feel it's important that it's something we want to do and that I'm interested in the way they're playing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have season tickets to all those, and it's rare that I don't see you there.
I try to make everything I can. Sometimes we get double booked, but I try to make something.
Oh, man. Thanks, Jim. Good point. I'm glad you brought it up. You can join in, too, by the way. Open lines at 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Experience to share. Comment about the Varsity Band Concert, if you visited one of those or more, love to hear from you. 1-800-642-1234. Also, email us at talk@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Miller Show. Bob and Claybanks up next. Bob, hi. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Larry and Mike. Thanks for having the show.
Sure.
I've got a story about marching for a football game, but before I get to that, I just like to mention a great family that we had down at Bennett Academy in Lyle, Illinois, named Andy Marchese. Mm-hmm. Doc Severinsen once commented on the Tonight Show that he was one of the best trumpet players he ever saw. Mm-hmm. And he really put his heart into marching. We would march throughout the summer gladly, you know, in our time off from school. And whatever happened on the bus stayed on the bus. But we were marching for homecoming one year in a muddy football field. And one of our French horn players lost a shoe, and we never did find it. The football team might have found it, but they never turned it in.
Never gave it back. That's
all I got.
Oh, that's a great story. Those are great stories.
Anybody who's ever marched on a muddy field has a memory of it, I'll tell you.
No, and you know, the band, the sort of the camaraderie, I could hear it in Bob's voice. I mean, you know, you develop, I mean, these are friendships that of your whole life you have.
Not just friendships. I can't begin to count the number of marriages that have happened from the band. Boy meets girl in the band, and next thing I know, they're announcing their engagement.
Oh, man. Yeah, I would imagine. And I know from the past when a band member has passed on for one reason or another. It's
a very touching moment because you see all these kids come back in remembrance, and they do remember.
Kitty in Madison, thank you for calling. Hi, appreciate your call.
Hi, Larry. Hi, Mike. I just wanted to share a story with you. When I came to school in 1971, one of the things I wanted to do as a small-town clarinet player was to sign up for the marching band, but I'm sure you realize, Mike, that I was informed when I presented myself that there were no girls in the marching band at that time, and didn't make me happy, but much to my chagrin, I was like, well, okay. One thing I regret is not going back a few years later when women were allowed to audition and join and be a part of the band. But my positive out of that is that some years moving forward, the development department came up with the plan for raising funds for the band to endow instruments. And I was one of the first people to endow an instrument. So
I did
get to join the band and still am a member of the band through my clarinet.
You were 3 years early. I mean, 74 was when we added women. And that the no women was a result of the fact that most of the bands in land-grant universities were a result of the ROTC, which was by nature all male at that point, too. And so it grew and it became part of that tradition. And then when the tradition was broken in the 70s, nobody thinks a thing about it anymore. I mean, it's some of the best leaders. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, I like to think that I'm really not that old.
You're not.
It's amazing, that it's just been in my lifetime since starting college that was something, and I share that story with people, and they're really surprised, like, wow, really? But I'm really happy that I get to go on the field with my clarinet. I get to meet a band member who's playing my instrument, and it's a real source of pride for me, as is the band in itself. So I just wanted to share that.
You're part of the band, whether you know it or not, because of the way you're thinking right now. I'd really love to hear those stories.
She's endowed a clarinet,
right? We have a program where if a patron wants to endow an instrument, we have it figured out so that the amount of money that you can endow a different instrument. Obviously, it's less for clarinet because it's a smaller instrument. If you're going to endow a tuba, you've got a little more investment. But for a amount that the UW Foundation has come up with, you can endow that instrument and ensure that student for the 4 years they're in college will have a good instrument. They'll have uniform, all the parts that they need. They'll have all of the things that they need to be a member of that band. And it's an endowed position. And it basically is where our financial support comes from the entire band.
Oh, my goodness. Is there a range of what an endowment costs?
Yeah, it ranges from approximately $5,000 to about $12,000 because tubas are expensive. But because of the endowment, when we need to buy new uniforms, which we did a year ago, the money is there.
The money's there.
And we can just purchase them.
Well, Kitty, thank you so much for the endowment and for your comments. Appreciate it very much. Randy and Phillips has something. Let's go there. Randy, hi. Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much for taking my call. Michael, first of all, I want to thank you for being such a great ambassador, not only for music, but for the entire university system and how much you add to the university. I'm sure you're modest, but I don't think you really realize the tremendous impact that you have on across the world, really. What I want to ask you, Michael, is do you have any idea how many events, athletic or otherwise, that you attend during the year as the director for the Wisconsin Marching Band?
Oh,
well, the answer to that is no, because I'm afraid to count. My wife probably has a good count on it because she says I'm gone all the time. But you know, the kids in the band, actually, we schedule in the second semester in the neighborhood of around 150 different events when you count all the basketball games. Obviously, I can't go to all of them, but I go to like most of them. I go to all the men's basketball, hockey, unless they're double booked. But it's kind of a scary number in a lot of ways, but you put your finger on it, it's fun. It still is fun, and I wouldn't be there if I wasn't getting a good big kick out of it.
Thanks so much for that call. Nadine wondered if you'd be willing to comment, you know, maybe not, on Stanford University's marching style at the Rose Bowl parade and during the halftime show. She kind of felt it was disrespectful to marching bands across the country.
Well, I guess my attitude is you could have fun and still do things well. And I think they're having fun, I think, in their own minds, but I don't think they do it as well as they could. I don't think they play as well as they could. And so you get a different kind of attitude. I mean, we have fun at the fifth quarter, but I'm always there reminding them when they don't play well or when they do something that is disrespectful, and I think that's a good term, that I remind them of it, and so consequently we don't have much of a problem with it.
Let's go back to the band concert now, because I definitely want to talk about that again. It's coming up next week. Thursday's the first night.
Right. Opening night.
Opening night. The Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And tell us again everything that's going on.
Well, what we try to do is as wide a variety of music as we can. Part of it is the educational experience for the students. I want them to experience a wide variety of music. But the audience is foremost, and we do everything. We've got a piece by Aaron Copland, which was doctored up by Woody Herman. Now, they're right there. That's the gamut of a lot of music. A piece called Fanfare for the Common Man, which Aaron Copland wrote as a symphonic work, and Woody Herman took it and made it into a great jazz piece. So we're doing our version of Woody Herman's version of Aaron Copland. Then we've got music by the Eagles, which is one of the great country rock groups, Sinatra. Well, my biggest problem with Sinatra is he recorded literally thousands of songs. Which do you pick? What's your favorite? So I pick my favorites.
Why not?
Why not? And, of course, you got to do New York, New York, and you got to do My Way, because those are big Frank tunes. And then the Les Miserables, I think Claude Michael Schoenberg has written a musical that is more than a musical. I think it's operatic in its scope, but it has so much popular appeal, people forget of the operatic nature of it. So, and you're going to hear Wisconsin songs. You're going to hear If You Want to Be a Badger in Varsity and all the things that we can't get
the
around.
The Mud Song.
Yes, right, we'll have that for sure.
Oh, and so tickets, you can get them in advance, can we? Or?
Right. If you go to your computer, go to badgerband.com. There's a link there that you can order them right away. Or 608-265-4120.
Wait a minute, 608.
265-4120.
265-4120.
And we have people there, you know, most of regular business hours taking orders.
We'll put it up on our Facebook page, too. It's 608-265-4120 for the phone. And imagine, I always love your entrances. How you come up with a new one every year is beyond me.
Well, it's mostly, sometimes it comes out as a joke. Have you ever tried? Have you ever thought about riding a motorcycle through the air? No, I hadn't thought about it, but let's see if we can do it. And it literally comes from that, production staff, students sometimes get, you know, I saw this, it'd be a great thing for you to come in on. And one year I came in the middle of a Zamboni, you know, the ice machine, and I had them spit me out. And that was a result of a student saying, yeah, that would be fun for us to see you come in on that. So, yeah, you're right in one respect. The problem is coming up with something different because there's an expectation. And
you're going to be flying through the air, or something's going to happen.
Yep. But,
And your costumes, that's the other thing people ask me about. Where does he get all those costumes?
Well, I have a woman who's a former band mom. Her daughter was in the band, and she works up in Beaver Dam. Lois Levenhagen is her name. And for years, Lois saw some of the costumes, and finally her daughter says, you know, my mom's a seamstress. It's what she does for a living. She'd like to make you some costumes. So for the last 30 years, Lois has been making them for me. And she watches a lot of the ice skating. You say, I saw this wonderful costume on the ice skating, and maybe we could adapt it for you. So I'm game at this point.
Oh, man. Well, I tell you, Michael in Middleton has something there. Let's go there. Michael, hi. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I just wanted to talk about Michael LeCron's influence beyond the UWM campus, or the UW campus, excuse me. I was a high school junior, senior, and he came and worked with our jazz ensemble in Whitefish Bay, Wisconsin, in, like, the late 70s. And it was really cool, and it had such a big positive influence on all the people in my band. And I just want to say thank you for that.
Well, thank you. It's fun to hear that, and I'm so glad I helped.
absolutely. That's wonderful. Thank you, Michael, so much for that. And the concert Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Thursday night, that's the opening night. Okay. I've gone to many Thursday nights. It's always a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is fun. I think there's an excitement on my part. There's an expectation. And I mention this often. There's only one person who really knows what's supposed to happen the whole show, and that's me, because the production people don't really know exactly how the music is going to go because they haven't heard it to any great extent. The band comes in and they don't see all the production things. So I know what's supposed to happen. It doesn't always happen, but
but that Thursday night is, that Thursday night show is always a lot of fun. But then for, I don't know, your biggest crowds are,
Friday and Saturday are pretty equal, but Saturday night is kind of the parents' night. They know that, particularly the seniors, that's their last night in a regular formal band activity, and it's a very moving spot, because I know if you've been there Saturday night, the seniors, you see tears, and it's very moving.
Well, it's wonderful to have you come by. I really appreciate you stopping by today, Mike, and to be with us.
Thanks for having me. It's always fun talking with you.
Mike LaCrone, our guest, again, the Varsity Band Concert, 7:30 Thursday through Saturday, April 14th through the 16th. It's at the Cole Center. Tickets, I think they're $18 on Thursday night and
22 later. Yep.
22 later. So you can go 266-4120, the number, or just go online to the Varsity UW Band, and you're going to...
There'll be a link right for it.
And we've got it on our Facebook page as well. And... great for Mike LaCrone. Great for you to listen. Thank you so much for listening in. We'll talk consumer protection tomorrow on the program. And stay with us. Lots in store on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.